Welcome to the Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive.
Join the family.
Good morning. It's 3 minutes after the hour. It's day number one of our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive. John Harper, Glenn Leverins on Morning Air. You can join the family right now with your tax-deductible contribution at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, and by calling 877-291-0123. Three easy ways to donate: relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, and at 877-291-0123. Hey, good news. Partnership Challenge Hour. Every dollar you give is matched 100% right now online. RelevantRadio.com and the Relevant Radio app, and by calling 877-291-0123. And if your radio is just going on, Glenn was yelling at me saying, put that thing down. It's like a toy. It is for today and today only. You'll really want this. And Glenn and I have been wearing this for the last few days, because now that the weather is getting colder, not only keeps your neck warm, but it also covers your face. It's the Relevant Radio customized fandana. It's white with the beautiful Relevant Radio logo. Take a look at this. It's for today and today only at $20 a month, $240 for the year. And yes, you can do those in monthly payments when you contribute online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, and at 877-291-0123. How many of these flew out of here in the first hour? Wow, I couldn't believe it. So you want to get yours, because we've got a limited number of these right now. $20 a month, $240 for the year. The Relevant Radio customized fandana. It's in white with the Relevant Radio logo. Yours at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, and by calling 877-291-0123. On this All Souls Day, we begin the brand new day in prayer. We invite you to begin with us with the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. And also, as you know, at the beginning of every hour of our pledge drives, we also recite the Memorare, and we invite you to join us for that as well. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Six after the hour now on Morning Air, on Relevant Radio, and the Relevant Radio app. St. Philip Neri said, never say what great things the saints do, but what great things God does in his saints. God's waiting to do good things through you and me today. And in these first couple of days of November, we recall those saints who loved Christ so much that they formed their daily lives around him to please him first. And just like you and me, they wanted to live perfect lives, but were less than perfect because of human weakness and sin. And we begin this brand new day here on Morning Air with great hope, because God's mercy, stronger than our sins, stronger than the power of Satan and death. So how can you and I live like saints to be saints? Father Edward Looney, a member of our faith family here on Morning Air, is going to help us do that. Not only live like saints, but be saints. Father is a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, a noted Marian author, and the vice president of the Mariological Society of America. Good morning, Father Looney.
Good morning, John, and the Morning Air family. Great to be with you as always.
And on this All Saints Day, in fact, in this month that's devoted to saints and souls already, and especially when you superimpose where we are right now in the church calendar over what we see in the culture, it's difficult living like a saint right now, but there's probably no better time in our lives than right now, with all of the challenges that face us, to step up and to start living like saints.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So this pandemic that we're in right now, it really presents us the opportunity to respond to God's grace, to realize that God is still at work, God is still calling, he is still inviting, and maybe we have to respond in a different way than we used to respond to God's invitations, that it looks a little different right now, but we just have to believe that God is still calling and inviting us right now. And it's interesting, because I was on a Zoom webinar last week about priests and health and everything like that, and you know, the presenter said something. He said, you know, this is a time that we really should be engaging the spiritual life. We have more time than ever before for some of us on our hands with reduced ministry and such, that we should be praying more. We should be reading more spiritual books. But there's something about this time that we haven't been maybe as engaged or as encouraged to do that, that maybe it's just draining us. So, you know, the pandemic is one thing, but also then with everything going on and surrounding the election and everything like that, that's another opportunity for us to become saints in how we talk with other people, how we honor the dignity of people. And we just have to notice how God is at work and inviting us in these moments.
Father Luna, you're probably doing it. We're doing it here at Morning Air, and so is our family of Relevant Radio listeners. We each have our go-to saints, and I've been wrapping up that conversation with my go-to saint, who happens to be St. Joseph, in these first couple of days of the month to really help me live more on the straight and narrow. That's my 30-day path to November and sainthood, small s. Boy, do I have a long way to go. I'm way at the back of the line. As a matter of fact, I'm in the timeout corner, so that shows you how much work I have to do. But to just help me start chipping away on some of those same things I take with me into the confessional.
Yeah, so the saints really, I think their stories inspire us. And this was kind of my point yesterday in my homily for All Saints Day, was that the saints, their stories have already been written and they've been told to us and we've received their stories. Now, as we receive them, well, there's certain things in their life that inspire us. Maybe their heroic charity, the way that they prayed for others, how they served God. All of these things inspire us. And so we say, well, now I'm writing my own sainthood story. I'm not to the gates of heaven yet. I have life left to live. And how am I going to write that story? And we allow the wisdom of the saints then, not only their stories, but their writings. So they've left us a great treasure chest of different writings. Think of some of the great writers and thinkers of the church that have left us volumes of spiritual writings, or even just maybe some of the holy men and women not yet canonized who have written books that we can take little gems. Like one of my favorites is a guy that's not even canonized, no cause for sainthood. His name's Father Daniel Lord. He's really inspired me in a lot of different ways. And I encountered him really by accident. But right now I'm going through one of his books. It's called Letters to a Nun. And so he's writing these letters to a novice in preparation for her solemn vows in her religious community. And I'm reading them and I'm learning this wisdom that he offered. And, you know, some of it, one thing in yesterday's reflection was just about the simple tasks of everyday life and how, you know, the Holy Family at their home in Nazareth, that they engaged in simple tasks. And so, you know, when I loaded the dishwasher yesterday or I vacuumed, it brought a new dimension, a new spiritual meaning to it, that this is how I'm responding right now. So I think that the saints, their wisdom, these holy men and women, when we learn it, when we hear it, when we begin to practice it, it begins to change us and our attitude, and it makes us into saints of today.
Father Edward Looney is with us this morning here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on this All Souls Day and this month dedicated to saints and souls, how you and I can live like saints and not only live like them, but be like them today. And boy, doesn't the culture need it? Doesn't it need to see us living our faith in a more demonstrative way? We're going to continue our conversation with Father Looney, but a quick reminder that this is the very first day of our Relevant Radio Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive. That need to keep Relevant Radio on the air still there at $2.7 million. You can donate right now. It's tax deductible. That's good to know at the end of the year. Tax deductible right now. Plus, whatever you give to us is matched dollar for dollar at relevantradio.com on the Relevant Radio app and by calling 877-291-0123. And we have a special thank you today at the $20 a month level. Glenn's going to tell you about that in just a couple of seconds after we spend some time with Father Rocky this morning at 12 after on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
You're going to want to get one of these. Hi, it's Father Rocky. Have you heard what we have for you today only as a thank you gift? It's a Relevant Radio Fandana. It's a bandana for Relevant Radio fans. I really love this. You can wear it as a mask, and you'll be spreading the word about Relevant Radio while you try to stop the spread of germs. The Relevant Radio Fandana is yours today only for a gift of only $20 a month to Relevant Radio. Join the family and get your Relevant Radio Fandana before they're all gone by giving at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And this hour, your gift will be doubled with our matching funds. Again, the Relevant Radio Fandana is our special thank you gift today only for a gift of $20 a month. Please call 877-291-0123 or give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
More morning air coming up in just a moment. Thank you so much for joining us here. It's day one of our fall Join the Family Pledge Drive. Our need is $2.7 million by the end of the week. Help Relevant Radio keep going strong for another three more months, won't you? Do what you can at 877-291-0123. Pledging online at relevantradio.com, the mobile app as well. When you go online, as more and more folks do, and give electronically each and every pledge drive, as they find it a safe, quick, and easy way to go, you can get a look at that Relevant Radio Fandana Father Rocky was just talking about. It's that gator scarf-style mask. You can just pull it up. Works great around your neck, too. In the northern climates in the wintertime, it'll keep you warm. Help keep those around you safe as well and show off your love for Relevant Radio. That's a win-win-win all the way around. Yours today only. That special thank you gift today only when you give it the $20 a month level, less than a dollar a day, 20 a month, $240 for the year. That Relevant Radio Fandana, yours. Look at that online at relevantradio.com. We've got other thank you gifts waiting there, too, when you give online or on the phone or on the mobile app. But look at those online at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio mobile app, at 877-291-0123. Great ways to give as well. Today is underway now. Let's keep it rolling. It's important to get off to a great start. Year-end giving often happens as we get into November and December. This is our final pledge drive of the year. Again, that need $2.7 million by the end of the week. Together, we can get there and keep Relevant Radio going strong. No matter what's going on around us, our Lord is on his throne. 877-291-0123. Join the family.
You know, Glenn, you talk about giving. This would be a great Christmas gift to give, because what's Christmas shopping going to look like in a pandemic, right? It's not the crowded malls. We're probably not going to have Black Friday, but what a way to evangelize, to give someone who is truly living their faith, or someone that you want to introduce Relevant Radio to, at $20 a month, $240 for the year. It's true, just as they say in those commercials, this is not available in any store, but today and today only from Relevant Radio. It's the Fandana, and it's beautiful, and it's so soft, too. I wish you could feel it. Well, you know, what you can do is just simply make your tax-deductible contribution to $20 a month. Match dollar for dollar, by the way. $20 for the month, $240 for the year. Right now at relevantradio.com on the Relevant Radio app. Those are two safe, secure ways to give. It'll take you less than a minute to give at relevantradio.com on the Relevant Radio app. And, of course, our wonderful volunteers, many of whom come pledge drive after pledge drive, are ready to take your phone call, get you on and off the phone quickly right now at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. By the way, when you donate, safe and secure online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, you'll immediately get a confirmation email back. And in addition to that donation, you'll receive a free download. It's our popular MP3, The Sacrifice of Thanksgiving. Father Richard Simon will be on the radio a little bit later on today. So that's a very special thank you gift when you donate online at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. But you'll want this special Fandana because we only have a limited number of them for $20 a month, $240 for the year. And whatever you give to Relevant Radio, yes, you can break that up into individual monthly payments. For example, at $1 a day, $365 for the year, we've got this great St. Joseph Prayer Book. As a matter of fact, in our conversation about the saints with Father Edward Looney, we were talking about St. Joseph. We know so many of you have a devotion to him. And this St. Joseph Prayer Book contains all the famous prayers, including over 60 different prayers and litanies and novenas. And there's St. Joseph, the great protector of our church, the great patron of our families. That's yours for $1 a day, $365 for the year. 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. You can give right now. Father Edward Looney is with us here this morning on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, teaching us how to live like saints and be saints. To live like saints and be saints. You know, earlier when you were talking about yesterday loading the dishwasher and just doing some tasks, doing vacuuming around the rectory, that's really how we can connect with saints, because it's doing those ordinary things extraordinarily well. And there are so many tasks that we can do on a single, on a daily basis, where we can have these conversations with the saints, and through our work, things that we don't even think about can really connect us to the lives of the saints.
Yeah, you know, St. Martin de Porres, and his feast day is coming up, actually, and might even be tomorrow, November 3rd, and he's often depicted with a broom, so he was always a cleaning saint. So that's an ordinary thing. One of the things, too, when I've reflected on the lives of the saints has been, you know, as I sit in the church sometimes and I pray, I call to mind, well, St. John Vianney, as the parish priest of Ars, sat in probably his church, and he prayed for his people. Or, you know, just calling to mind these different ways in which these saints live their lives. And we could look at some of the more modern day saints. Blessed Chiara Luce Badano, she was a tennis player, so an active person. This new saint, or Blessed Carlo Acutis, he was a computer programmer. So God used people even today to be saints using the same means that we have available to us. And we just have to say, God, how are you calling me to use what it is that I'm doing in my life or that I have available to me? How can I use that for your honor, for your glory? How can this make me a saint? And, you know, Twitter, for example, some people on Twitter, there's always this banter going back and forth, and we want to dunk on people and all of these things that really isn't virtuous. And so how is it that God can call us to use our social media to give honor and glory to God rather than to tear down and to destroy other people? And when we figure that out, God is going to be sanctifying us in those moments.
Father, it seems like we, in our search for heroes, can find ourselves in trouble if we put all our eggs in a particular entertainer's basket, a particular athlete's basket, a particular politician's basket. What can we do to better look forward to the saints as real heroes?
Yeah, you know, the saints never can fail us because their life on earth is already completed. They already are experiencing that vision of God forever in heaven. And so they have been purified. And so everything that they possess now, all that they can do is love God and then be concerned for us as we bring our prayers, as we bring our petitions to them. Put our faith in an earthly person, whether it's a clergy person, whether it's a star, an athlete, whoever, well, they might disappoint us. They might do something that discourages us. But the saints, they always sought to love God. And even in their life, even when they were on earth, when they strayed a little bit, they always came back to God. They always sought his mercy. They returned to that fountain of God's mercy. So if we put our hope in heaven, and then all of those surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses, as the letter to the Hebrews says, well, they won't fail us. Their stories truly will be our inspiration.
Father Looney, as we talk about living like saints and being saints, here we are on the Monday after Relevant Radio's live coverage of the Beatification Mass for Father Michael McGivney, the founder of the Knights of Columbus. We brought that to you live on Saturday from Hartford, Connecticut. And I just want to play 120 seconds of the homily of Cardinal Joseph Tobin of the Archdiocese of Newark, the principal homilist at the Mass for the Beatification of Michael McGivney.
We praise God for the timeliness of this celebration, because 130 years after his death, the brief life of this holy man speaks eloquently to our own path to holiness. We should listen to his testimony. Since Jesus asks each one of us to become a saint, to be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect, to be merciful, just as your heavenly Father is merciful.
And that was from the homily on Saturday. And again, the providential timing of our conversation, yesterday's gospel, focusing on the Beatitudes, and Blessed Michael McGivney lived the Beatitudes, something you and I can do today.
Definitely. And, you know, when we hear the Beatitudes, we can almost attach a saint to any one of them. And so, you know, blessed are the peacemakers. Well, who can we think of that was a peacemaker? One of the great stories, I think, is St. Norbert, that he arbitrated a peace deal between some individuals that were in dispute, that were feuding between one another. You know, blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Well, those are the people that are suffering martyrdom right now, those who are persecuted because they believe in our God. And we just saw the martyrdom of a few individuals in Nice, France. And we remember that story of Jacques Hamel, Father Jacques, a few years ago in Rouen. So these are people that they truly lived the Beatitudes, that when we hear them, well, then we can say, well, this is almost a living icon of the Beatitudes. And well, that's who we should want to be. We should want to be that living icon of the Beatitudes. And, you know, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. So, you know, are we passionate about other people, about human dignity, about life, about social justice? Can we say that we are blessed because that's who we live our lives to be? Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who truly depend upon God for everything that they have. The Beatitudes really are one of those keys to sanctity, one of those keys to holiness.
Father, you mentioned moments ago about saints kind of turning around. They weren't necessarily perfect in the early parts of their lives, but got it together by the end. What can we learn in a society that sometimes isn't that ready to forgive about comebacks when we do stumble from the saints?
Yeah, so to learn to forgive, look at some of these stories of the saints who did learn to forgive. Saint Maria Goretti forgiving Alessandro when she was dying. You know, he hurt her and, you know, took her life, but yet she was able to offer that gift of forgiveness. And there are so many stories of the saints that they forgave others. And as you said, in a society that is really unwilling to forgive at times, and as somebody once said, that permits everything but forgives nothing, the saints did forgive. And then they also were forgiven, that maybe they transgressed and they turned to God. You know, Pope John Paul II, it said, went to confession almost daily, and he realized that he needed forgiveness. He heard of who God called him to be. And so that forgiveness, it's two ways. It's for us, and then it's forgiving others as well.
Father, somebody comes up to you at the parish and hears your homily about saints, our conversation right now, and says, yeah, that's good. I get it. I want to do that. But I've got 1,001 aggravations in the course of a day, something that the saints didn't have. What do you say?
Well, I think that those are things that we can just give to God right away. We could say, God, I give you this moment right now. I give you my anger. I give you my annoyance, my impatience, whatever it is. And just help me. Or, you know, when we do fall, when we do become angry or impatient, well, then we repent of it. We say, we take a step back, and maybe it's right after that moment and we say, I really shouldn't have done that. You know, I was having a conversation with a friend on Friday, and, you know, I just was kind of being difficult, and they actually ended the conversation with me. But that was a wake-up call for me. That's like, yeah, I needed to experience that to say, well, no, I can't, I shouldn't be like that. I should be a better person. And so it allowed me a moment to repent personally, to do some introspection, to reflect on it. And then I called the person back and apologized. And you know, we've talked since then and everything like that. And our friendship is still where it was. But, you know, it's just one of those things that we take in stride and we learn from each and every day.
Living like saints to be saints. The spiritual direction this morning from Father Edward Looney, a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and a noted Marian author and the vice president of the Mariological Society of America. What a great way to start the morning on this month dedicated to All Saints. Father Looney, you're in our prayers. Thank you.